All the way through the restoration prophecies, God is assuring the exiles that I will bring you, I will gather you out of where you are, and I will bring you to the restored kingdom. I will do this. And yet the majority of them wanted to remain and did remain in Persia, and they did not leave. And they just assimilated back into the world around them, or they just went down the road of religion, maintaining their sort of cultural, nationalistic kind of culture, etc., and identity, and yet they did not become God's true people. And this is true of so many people, I guess billions, whom God is trying to bring out from this world and back, as it were, to the things of his kingdom. But they don't want it. This may be true of people who refuse to accept the gospel and get baptized, or it may be true of those who have accepted it or have accepted baptism, but are not prepared to move along with God. And to look at a few of these passages, Isaiah 43 verse 5, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you." This is said so often, "I am with you," in allusion to Joshua and Israel being encouraged to, again, to re-enter the land of Canaan and possess it. And of course, it was so relevant to the exiles in Babylon or Persia, who doubted God's abiding presence with them. But now these things have been reapplied to us, because all the language of the restoration of the kingdom is now applied to we who are answering the call and are getting ready for the final literal physical fulfillment of all the restoration prophecies. And of course, those prophecies are having their spiritual fulfillment now. So Isaiah 43:5 goes on, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west." Now, this bringing and gathering, these are the same words in Nehemiah 1:9. This is what began to happen at the restoration. And yet, they are also commanded to gather themselves together. Isaiah 45, Isaiah 49, Isaiah 60 all says this. But God was willing to confirm them by bringing them and gathering them. And so it is today with those who wish to step out from society, who wish to step out from the ways of the flesh. God will confirm you. He'll bring you. He will gather you. And how did he do it? How was he willing to do it? At the time of the restoration, it was through his spirit. And Zechariah says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit." And that exactly is how he's prepared to work with us today. Another one, Zechariah 10, verse 10, "I will bring them again out of Egypt." This refers, I think, to the Jews in Jeremiah's time who'd run away to Egypt, disbelieving the promise that they'd be safer in the land of Judah, those once spiritually weak ones. "And I will also bring them and gather them out of Assyria." This is talking about the 10 tribes. This again was possible, that not only Judah, but also the 10 tribes could have been regathered at the same time. "And I'll bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and there won't be enough room for them." All these, I will do this, I will bring them, I will gather them. It's all an allusion to the Yahweh name. I will be who I will be. The whole essence of God's name is tied up in his desire to save. Yah saves. And of course that comes to its ultimate term in Yehoshua. Yahweh saves, the salvation of Yahweh, Jesus. And so God had said that he would, as I say, Zechariah 10:10, "I will bring them again." This is the word for return. "I will return them." But, of course, they had to be willing to return. If they took that step in faith, God would confirm them. He confirms our moves. Ezekiel 20:34 says they would be gathered with a mighty hand and with God's stretched out arm. So if they had moved, taken the move to return, there was a mighty hand and a stretched out arm to gather them back. It's the same with us. If we take moves for God, there is this mighty hand and stretched out arm waiting to confirm us. Then Ezekiel 34:13, I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel. So he would cause them to go forth, the AV says. This causing was by grace. In fact, they had not really met the required spiritual preconditions. According to Ezekiel 20, they would only be gathered and brought forth if they cast away their idols. But even if they didn't do that, God was still willing to do that, to bring them out. He was so enthusiastic for his project to come true. Now, we're told that, Ezra 1 verse 5, that those who did leave captivity and exile and return did so because their minds were stirred up by God's Spirit. So this is, you know, the idea of Ezekiel 34:13, I will cause you to go forth. He gave them the idea and stirred them up mentally and spiritually, psychologically, if you like, but they still didn't want to, many of them. They were commanded, Isaiah 52:11, go forth from Babylon. And this is the same word, I will bring them forth. If they had obeyed that, then God would have confirmed them in the slightest desire and effort that they made. And so we too have a mighty hand and a stretched out arm that saw you and me in Egypt, in the world, in exile, that wants to bring us through all the journey towards God's kingdom. And if we move, he moves in confirmation of that. He will stir you up, he will cause you to go forth, as the AV says. He will help you to be obedient. The command was, go forth from Babylon. And God says, I will make them go forth, cause them to go forth, as the AV says, Ezekiel 34:13. He will confirm people in their obedience. And all we've got to do is to take those baby steps. Despite the fact that God has already taken the initiative, he's already moved first, but just the slightest response towards him, he will confirm mightily.